About 3 weeks ago, Dick Cheney registered to vote in Wyoming, and constitutional law scholars across the nation took note. Here's the reason. The 12th Amendment to the Constitution prohibits members of the Electoral College from voting for both a president and a vice president from their home state. That could mean that Texan members of the Electoral College could be barred from casting votes for both George W. Bush, their home state governor, and Dick Cheney, who's lived and worked in Texas for the past 5 years. And so Mr. Cheney's suddenly renewed interest in the Wyoming ballot seems calculated to make sure that he'll now be considered an inhabitant of Wyoming, clearing any constitutional hurdles and making sure the Texas Electoral College votes can go his way. In a close presidential race, it could make a difference. So what state does Dick Cheney inhabit? Texas, where he's lived apparently for the past few years, or Wyoming, where he owns a house and visits regularly, or Virginia, where he owns another house? Courts called upon to decide if a particular person is an inhabitant, a resident, a domiciliary of a particular state may look to where the person votes as one of the factors in the analysis, but there's more. The Wyoming Election Code, for example, defines residence as the place of a person's actual habitation, which seems to mean the place where he actually sleeps at night, not the place he merely dreams about. And then this. If a person removes to another state with the intent of making it his residence, he loses his residency in Wyoming. Dick Cheney, former Wyoming congressman, apparently picked up and moved so heartily that he registered to vote in some other state, perhaps Texas. Wyoming cases, too, are sprinkled with the idea that a person is a resident only if he intends to make Wyoming his home. It's debatable whether that can be said of Mr. Cheney, whose registration in Wyoming seems chiefly designed to facilitate a move from Texas to Washington, D.C., perhaps for the next 16 years. Cheney could argue, of course, that he owns property in Wyoming, that house he's returned to a couple of times each year, according to news reports. But the state of Wyoming itself sometimes requires more. If you want to get a resident game and fish license in Wyoming, for example, you must prove you've physically resided there, and mere property ownership isn't enough. Instead, the statute, important by analogy only, of course, allows hopefuls to prove residence this way. The person physically resides in Wyoming and intends to make it a permanent home. He isn't living in Wyoming for a special purpose only, such as vacation, and has abandoned domicile in all other states. It's true, of course, that electoral officials in Wyoming are only too happy to welcome back their native son. The Secretary of State, who oversees voting procedure and who happens to be Dick Cheney's high school and college friend, told reporters that Cheney's registration was all above board. So Mr. Cheney's got his voting card, his house, and perhaps most importantly, his rich history with Wyoming as ammunition to argue that, constitutionally, he's an inhabitant, all right? A history so rich, in fact, that in his acceptance speech, the newly registered Mr. Cheney said the word Wyoming 3 times, called it his home state 2 times, and referred to life there another 3 times. What is a little surprising is that in the same speech, he scolded the Democrats for their legalisms and teased the man from Hope for returning home to New York. You know what they say, no matter Republican or Democrat, home is where your heart tells you is the most politically prudent place. I'm Amy Guida.